Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Yud, Mishnah Zayin, and Parak Yud, Mishnah Ches. And the two Mishnahs today we're going to be discussing a concept called pickling. Pickling is when we typically put some sort of a vegetable, some sort of a crop in this brine, and the hope is that the brine will preserve the vegetable, will preserve that which is being kept there. It's sort of like when you buy pickles, you have there, the pickles are typically in a jar with brine to preserve them. That juice is called brine, and that process is called pickling. So we're going to be discussing various pickling. We're going to be discussing various pickled vegetables and crops as it pertains to Nesinas Tam, as it pertains to Truma and Chulin giving off taste unto one another. Says the Mishnah, Zeisei Chulin Shekvashanim Zeisei Truma. We have olives of Chulin that are being pickled with olives of Truma. Or Pitsue Chulin in Pitsue Truma. Or we have a crushed Chulin olives that are being pickled with crushed Truma olives. Or says the Mishnah, Pitsue Chulin im Shleme Truma. Or we have crushed Chulin olives that are being pickled with whole Truma olives. O Bime Truma. Or we have the crushed Chulin olives that are immersed in the water of Truma, in that brine of Truma. So in all of these cases, says the Mishnah, Usser, that all of these crops, all of the chulin, they're usser to a non-Kohen because pickling causes the flavor to come out in a stronger, more substantive way. And therefore, in all of these cases, it's clear that the chulin is going to have the taste, going to have the tam of the truma, and therefore only Kohenim can eat these crops. However, says the Mishnah, Aval shleime chulin and pitsue truma, mutter. But if you have whole chulin olives that are being pickled with a crush Truma olives, then they're permissible because whole olives don't absorb flavor through pickling, as the Bar Tanura points out. And because here we have whole the chulin is whole, it's not going to absorb the truma, and therefore anyone can eat that chulin, not only Kohanim. Now we're continuing with Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches, as we continue our discussion of pickling, but we're going to be transitioning from the discussion of truma to a discussion of kosher and non-kosher fish and brine, and when one becomes usser, when it's absorbing perhaps the taste of the non-kosher fish. Says the Mishnah, Dag Tamei Shekav Shah im dog tohor. If you have the if you have a non-kosher fish that's being pickled with a many kosher fish, and they're all in one big barrel being pickled together, says the Mishnah, Kol garav shu machazik sasaim, any barrel that has the ability to hold two saw of brine, of the fish brine, of the fish juices, says the Mishnah, im yesh bo mishkal asara zuz biyehuda shein chamesh slom begalil, if there's a weight of 10 zuz, if the non-kosher fish brine weighs either 10 zuz in Yehuda, either that weight, which is really 5 slum in the Galil, right? So if it's that, if that's the fish brine of the non-kosher fish, dog tame, then of the non-kosher fish, then siro usser, then the brine that you have is completely and totally prohibited, because at the end of the day, fish brine is very sharp. There's no bittel according to this opinion. There's no nullification, and at the end of the day, you're going to taste the non-kosher fish brine with the non-kosher fish, and therefore all of them are usser. All of them are non-kosher. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Revius bisasayim, that as long as you have a revius of non-kosher brine in the tusa of kosher brine, then it would be prohibited if there's a revius or more, but if there's less than revius, then that would be permitted. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, Echad mishisha asar, but Rabbi Yossi says that you need one in 16th, that if you have 16 times more brine than more non-kosher brine than the kosher brine, then you are fine. But if there's a less than 1/16, then it would be usher, then it would be prohibited for a Jew to eat. And as the Bar Tanura points out, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that the reason why we are more makil is because the brine is really just the sweat of the fish. It's not the fish itself, it's the sweat, it's the excess of the fish, and therefore we're more makil, therefore we're more lenient when it comes to the brine. However, as the Bartanura points out, the halacha ultimately is that we go by 1,000 times, that if there's 1,000 times more kosher brine than non-kosher brine, then we say that it's permitted. If not, then we say that it would be usur because the flavor of the non-kosher brine is going to get into the kosher fish. So a quick review, Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin, discussed the case of various pickled chulin olives that are being pickled with truma olives, and crushed chulin that's being pickled with crushed truma and olives, and we have crushed chulin olives that are being crushed with full truma olives, or you have the chulins being pickled with the water of truma. All of these cases, it's usur to a non-kohen because pickling causes the flavors to come out, and therefore they would be prohibited. However, said the Mishnah that if you have a case where you have whole and complete chulin olives, those that are being pickled with crushed truma or anything else for that matter, they would be mutter. They would be permitted because when there's a whole olive, it doesn't allow for the absorption. Of the truma flavor in it. Therefore, as long as it's whole, then you are fine. And says the Paragud Mishnah Chas, the transition to a discussion regarding non-kosher and kosher fish. And we said that if we have a barrel that's able to hold, at least according to the first opinion, it's the barrel's able to hold 2 sov brine, and then the measurement of the non-kosher brine is either 10 zuz in Yehuda or 5 slam in Galil. So we said that then the brine would be prohibited because the sharpness of the brine is going to shed flavor on the kosher fish. Rabbi Huda said that it's a revius, that's the amount, if you have more than a revius, then it's around less than a revius, then it's fine. And Rabbi Yosi said that it's 1/16, that's the bittul, that's the nullification that can take effect. But we said the halacha is, as the Bartanura points out, that it's 100 times, that it's 1,000 times. If you have 1,000 times more kosher brine and kosher fish than the non-kosher brine, then you are allowed to consume it. Have a great day.